This is a copyrighted work. Unauthorized copying or distribution is a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $250,000.
Scholastic Audio presents Five Nights at Freddy's, Tales from the Pizzaplex, Book 3, Somnophobia, by Scott Coffin, Kelly Parra, and Andrea Wagoner. Read by Susanna Lise Freeman. Somnophobia. It's just terrible, Bill. All these people gawking at the poor family's belongings. Bill eyed his wife.
You mean like we are?
Oh, hush. Mildred scolded, staring at the display of home items set on several tables at the yard sale. If it gave her something to share at her weekly pinochle game, so be it. We're concerned neighbors, Bill. Maybe we can take something off their hands so they're able to move on as soon as they can. It's just a shame about Josh. Sweet boy. Bill scratched his jaw.
Can't say I remember him much.
Well, he was an odd one. Quiet, kept mostly to himself. And now he's suddenly in a coma, in need of full-time care. She glanced around and added in a loud whisper, so sad that his parents have to move out of state to get help from their family.
No rhyme or reason for said coma?
She picked up a mixing bowl. One day, he just wouldn't wake up. Doctors called it a medical mystery. Mildred felt a chill and set the bowl back down. The household items suddenly seemed sad and lonely to her. Maybe we can donate to help out.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?